Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I thank you that you made light to shine out of darkness and you shine in our hearts this morning afresh to permeate our souls, will, intellect, and emotions so that we can be lights in the darkness. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, family. We're just doing two verses, but these two verses are deep. I'm relating this always to new kingdom realities, the goodness of God that is here. Psalm 102 and verses 13 and 14.
I read from the TPT. I know you are about to arise and show your tender love to Zion. Now is the time, Lord, for your compassion and mercy to be poured out. The appointed time has come for your prophetic promises to be fulfilled. For your servants weep in sympathy over Zion's ruins and feel love for every stone.
Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful to, you know, just to know that all the prophets of old were longing for the coming of Jesus. Because as Peter reminds us, they got these beautiful prophecies about the beauty of the kingdom, even about the sufferings of Jesus, and they longed to know when was this for, and then they saw it was not for them but for us. Why? Because the sufferings of Christ had to come before the consequent glory could come, the goodness of the kingdom. So praise God, the King has come, and this the King. One thing, guys, we must note: he made much about the kingdom. He spoke much about it. Why? Because that was what he was ushering in. This kingdom that would come, like in the prophecies in Daniel, that would be a rock taken by God's hand. He takes this rock and he throws it onto this all the kingdoms of this world, and then they splatter, they go to all parts of the earth. But that kingdom just grows and grows and grows, and that is the kingdom that we are partaking of. That's a kingdom that part where the stone in the prophecy of Daniel hit the feet of the statue. And that feet of the statue represented Rome. And that's exactly when Jesus came. And then he came and he brought his kingdom to now cover the earth. And then we need to see his kingdom years is when we see Zion. You know, the Old Testament was full of prophetic. You know, it was the day that everyone, the Sabbath day. But now we got the Sabbath rest. There was the Zion, the city of God, and now we got the Jerusalem, and that's where the prophets came from, and that's where the covenants came from, and so much everything that prepared us for Jesus was demonstrated and came forth from that city and from the people of those city. So actually the preciousness of that city, the stones of that city, was 144,000, the guys that saw Jesus, that had faith and then left beautiful legacies for us to take hold of now that the kingdom has come. So and so going back to Zion, we have come to the heavenly Zion, to the new Jerusalem. See, there's a new Jerusalem that's now Jew and Gentile. There's the kingdom is here. But I just want to say one thing, you know, the kingdom, the new Jerusalem, all we can be so appreciate and love these things, and we need to. Because this is where the realities, where we just read now that all the prophetic promises are there now to be fulfilled. That word says all the promises of God are yes and amen. And through these promises, we partake of the divine nature. So it's very precious. But what makes the New Jerusalem? What makes heaven beautiful? It's the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the angels, everything that God, that's all of God, and that's all godliness. So, I mean, it would just be another city or another bunch of rules if there's not a beautiful, wonderful Father, a beautiful, wonderful Savior that is leading us to see these things, that are opening our eyes, that is our shepherd, and a powerful, beautiful Holy Spirit that not only helps us and opens us up, the Son up and the Father up to us, and the kingdom realities up to us, but then also he empowers us. Amen. We've got the power of the Holy Spirit confirming all these great and wonderful promises. So guys, just stick to understanding you've been brought, you were once far off, but you've now been brought into this wonderful family. And let the fellowship with the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit be the most precious thing to you. And then you can be what they made you to be, because in finding them, you find yourself, and then you find the love and the patience and the perseverance and the goodness to then go on and partake of this kingdom. Peter writes on in it, because you've got these great realities, this goodness that's found in faith, add to your faith knowledge, self-control, perseverance, brotherly kindness, agape. And he says, and you will have a richly you'll be able to partake of the kingdom, and then you won't even stumble. So there is so much beauty, guys, and this is what we must press into. But it's all found in fellowship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name.
Amen.